Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoever wins this game between the Ravens and the Steelers on Sunday has a 70% chance of winning the division. The loser falls into the 20% range. So is this officially, Ed, at this time, a must-win?
Yes, this is the most playoff-significant game in the NFL so far this season, because it truly does basically determine who wins this division. And you're not going to the playoffs in this division as a wild card, so you got to win. Absolutely have to win this game.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah. Look, this the problem I have with just calling it a must win. It is. You need to win it. The numbers aren't wrong in what they're spitting out and telling you a 70% chance, or it drops to a 22% chance if you lose to make the playoffs. The numbers aren't wrong, but I know what my eyes have told me, that Steelers aren't running the table the rest of the way. They're going to lose some games along the way.
Yeah.
I don't call it must win, but yeah.
But I don't want to have to rely on them to back into the playoffs.
Who puts these percentages together? Is that Vegas too?
No, I just think it's math. It's like these analytical guys throwing it together. Like,
because I think if the analytical guys are saying 20%, they're saying the team that loses this game is horrible because the team that wins the game is bad. So chances are they're not going to run the table either.
I mean, it's fair. I don't know that if that's necessarily included in what the math is of just talking about percentages. But the reason I'm saying the math, it adds up. I can't argue that. But I also look at these teams knowing that I think the Steelers lose a couple of games down the stretch.
Yeah, I'm assuming they come up with this through algorithm drink. I'm assuming they use an algorithm where they put in, like,
first time I get to do it.
I know. You know, the strength of schedule of the opponents. You know, versus who Steelers got a tougher schedule than the Ravens, for sure. The strength of schedule, how many times you're playing at home.
So if the Steelers have a tougher schedule down the stretch, Ed, then how do they know already that it's 20%? Because the Steelers' chances should be less than the Ravens.
Well, because I think if the Ravens lose, well, I don't know, it is less than
the Steelers
Ravens,
could be favored at home against the Ravens, technically, if you're looking at it. Like, if we're looking at let's say a 5.5-point spread, and you move it to a neutral field, here we are, move it to their field, and all of a sudden they're a half-point favorite. I think that's why, because they have the extra home game.
Yeah, because the Ravens still have to face the Packers and the Patriots.
Who are good teams.
They're good teams, and they just lost to a terrible team.
Fortunately, they get one of those teams at home.
Yeah.
And I don't think finishing out the season.
They're the Patriots at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finishing out the season on the road with the Packers and the Steelers is not the thing that I wanted to do.
No.
If they miss the playoffs, is Harbaugh back?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they miss the playoffs this year and next year, Harbaugh's gone.
I think if they miss the playoffs this year, that's when you cut the ties and you move on.
You would think. I agree with you, but do you think they will? Talking should?
I asked you guys. I didn't say I was answering this question. I don't think they will.
Exactly. I think they should, but they won't. It is hot. Is it hot, dear?
Comfortable today.
Really? It's hot.
Are you trying to get us to take off all our clothes?
Huh? You got a hoodie on. I mean, usually a hoodie's good for the studio because it's freezing. Like, was it yesterday? Was it 26 degrees in here?
Big hoodie guy.
I am.
But this one's pretty special.
Well, especially now that we're on camera.
Yeah, everybody can see.
You take your ID card off so people could actually read it.
You don't have to take it off. Just put it over your shoulder.
You don't tell me what to do.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm
uppity.
I ain't saying that.
You don't get to tell me.
I feel like the one character in Coming to America at the barbershop. He ain't lying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057 is the number. All right, Ed, we both agree that if they don't make the playoffs this year, Harbaugh keeps his job. Mm-hmm. But why do you think he keeps his job? Why?
Because of Bashotti's track record. He's said numerous – I mean, he's by word and deed. I've seen him actually say that he believes in continuity. And he did the same thing at his company where he made his fortune. He believes in continuity. He's loyal to his employees if they're good. And he doesn't like change in organizations. That's the biggest reason. And I mean, Harbaugh's been successful. People can say what they want. Ravens are good pretty much every year. I mean, they haven't been to the Super Bowl in 12 years. But still, how many teams are this consistently good? Not many.
He's had the best roster in football for three years.
Can I tell you guys John Harbaugh's brilliance?
What?
Imagine where he'd be right now if he would have agreed at the beginning of the year that this was Super Bowl or bust. And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's not Super Bowl bust. I don't like that. It's not Super Bowl bust. Imagine if he would have said, yes, it's Super Bowl or bust.
But he can't say that because then he puts himself in a corner.
But there are coaches who have said that. There are people who have said that in the past.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to win the championship. We know what our jobs are. It's to win a championship. And he backpedaled from that and backpedaled from that. And now here we are. So I don't know whether it was deliberate or intentional, but it looks brilliant.
Smart.
Yeah. Because now he didn't put baby in the corner, right. Jeremy.
Yeah, you don't do that. Nobody does that.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We don't give our predictions until Friday, but Ed, do you think this is a game that the Ravens win?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not going to ask you score.
Yeah, home game that you have to win. They have to get right. I just can't imagine. And, you know, think about this, too. Like, you've mentioned it twice, Jeremy, or at least. If Likely didn't have a brain fart and that ridiculous call on Zay that was not an offensive pass interference, I mean, if those two things go the other way, we have a whole different conversation.
It is. So that's why I'm wondering, like, how bad it actually is. When you see somebody like Dan Orlovsky who's breaking down the film and going, yeah, this. I'm not saying the games were good. And he's
definitely.
No, they
weren't good. Lamar didn't look good.
But it is amazing that the result is what drives you to however, you know, you're going to feel. Like, the result is, it means the most to me of getting to the win. So, like, if we didn't get to the win, oh, it's because this happened. It's because he didn't have a touchdown pass. It's because he was, you know, throwing incompletes or turning the ball over. The turnovers became a bigger problem. And I saw somebody earlier saying, what are you guys talking about with the defense? They gave up so many points to Cincinnati. Yeah, late. Like, the defense was out there the entire game.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
The ball back.
Yeah. Man. They have 40 minutes time of possession. Of course they were out there a long time.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. This is a game that I'm concerned with. Again, I don't know how healthy our quarterback is. Steelers coming off that edge. I don't know what kind of pressure they can put on them. I'm concerned about this game, Jeremy. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, you have to be concerned because of the importance of it. You know,
just lost to the Bengals.
Yeah.
Of course you're concerned.
I hate the fact that this is the game. This is the spot, right? Like, you're getting to this spot because of what happened against Cincinnati. It makes you question everything about this team.
Yes, it does.
You've had extra time to get ready. The advantage is in your favor.
That's why I'm concerned. I don't know who this team is. Do we agree that at 6-6 right now, this team could totally tank it for the rest of the year? And I don't mean intentional, but things could have unraveled quickly. Sunday.
You'll see
that
Sunday?
Yeah.
That was with Thursday night?
Thursday, I mean. Thursday. Things could have completely unraveled. Yeah.
I mean, the Thanksgiving game was just awful. Everything was in their favor and they blew it. Home field, short week, inferior opponent, everything. And, you know, now if you lose to the Steelers back-to-back, I mean, you know, the Bengals Steelers, it's going to set them in a bad spot. I mean, they're going to be below 500 again. You still got two good teams on the horizon. You're facing the Steelers and the Bengals again. You face the Bengals next week. You just lost them. Now you're going to Cincinnati. It's like, it's you know, this could be a backbreaker if they lose this game. They have to win this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.